Hi everyone, this is Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with William Reed, who wrote and directed The Letters, which is the story of the life of Mother Teresa. Hi, William. Well, it's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
I just want to hear all about the movie. How did you get this assignment? Was this a project that was brought to you, or did you come up with the idea?
Well, you know, 9/11/01 occurred, and my wife and I were in the kitchen watching on our little TV monitor in the kitchen when the second airplane at speed live hit the World Trade Center. And Lisa and I looked at each other, and she started to cry. And she said, "What just happened?" And I said, "Honey, I don't know, but this is a world-changing event that's taking place before our eyes at real time." And in the days that followed, we both realized that there is true evil in this world. And I wasn't aware of it. I was as naive as everybody else. I mean, I knew about Hitler. I knew about Saddam Hussein. But that came to our own backyard in New York. So I thought, what is the polar opposite of evil? Good. And who represents good in our lifetime? Agnes Doña Biashu, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, would be the first person to come to mind as the absolute opposite of that level of evil. She was, on a scale of 1 to 10, if 9/11 represented evil, on a scale of 1 to 10, Mother Teresa represented good. So I said to my wife, someone should make a movie about Mother Teresa. And I was thinking about retirement. I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've done very well in the motion picture business, and life has been good to me. And I just thought maybe it's time for golf. And then my wife said, "Before you retire, why don't you make that movie about Mother Teresa?" And so that's how it started. And so I began to research, and I got my hands on books and periodicals and news clips and documentary interviews, and my interest became very keen, and the interest in who she was became a bit of an obsession. And then ultimately, because I'm a journalist, I used to be the foreign news editor of CBS News in London, and I was the TVN correspondent on the West Coast, so I had printer's ink in my veins, and I wanted to make sure that I got it absolutely right. So I researched ad nauseum until I had everything absolutely 100% in my mind nailed. I wanted to make sure that I knew everything about her. And I sat down and I started to write the first draft. And I wrote a cradle-to-grave film about Mother Teresa, just called Teresa. And then I began to hear about letters that she had written to a spiritual director that formed sort of a diary over a 40-year period of the real experience that she lived through her own writings. So when I read some of those letters, I thought, wait a minute. There's a lot more here than I thought. I mean, this lady suffered. I mean, she wasn't who we thought she was. The image we had of her was this happy-go-lucky nun with followers who would go from church to church and pew to pew early in the morning and on Sunday, and then she would minister, or not minister, but assist or help the poor in Motijil, the poorest of the poor slum of Calcutta, and was beginning to expand and so forth. But what I didn't know until I began to read the letters was that she suffered. And she, in my view, my own interpretation, was not a happy person. I think she was very depressed. She would go out into the slums and see people dying in the streets and nothing she could do about it. And she would go back at night and she would pray to her, you know, she would pray to Jesus, pray to God, you know, please help me. Please do something about that person I saw in a back alley, half eaten by a rat, still alive. Let that person please die and stop the suffering. And no one was dying with dignity. They were dying in horrible conditions. And she would return the next day and see that same person lying there, not dead yet, still suffering. Pick the person up, take this person to the hospital, and the hospital would reject that person because there's too many of them. And so she would go back and pray, please, you know, stop this from happening, and nothing did. So she ultimately formed the home for the dying so that people could be surrounded by love and die with dignity. But this grated on her, and this surfaced in the letters, and she began to wonder, where are you, God? Why are you not helping these people? And this happens to many saints. It's called the dark night of the soul. They wonder where God is. They feel abandoned by God. And Mother Teresa turned out to be no different from the others, and this is made very clear in her letters. She writes in her letters, there's no God in me. That's an exact quote. There is no God in me. In another letter, I feel such an abandonment by God that I live in a constant state of torture. And people who know this, you know, I made this film, will come up to me and they say, well, you know Mother Teresa lost faith in God, right? And they call it the crisis of faith. It couldn't be more wrong. Mother Teresa never lost faith in God. She felt that God had abandoned her. And as the result, she suffered greatly. And no one who sees this movie, by the end of the movie, there will be no doubt that Mother Teresa is a saint. There'll be no doubt. If I just simply told it like it was, and by the end of the film, there won't be a dry eye in the place. I mean, I'll warn you now, if you see the movie, everybody walks out with tears in their eyes, because she just tugs at your heartstrings. She was just such an incredible human being. You know, once in a while I'll get a bad review. I get a bad review from the Village Voice. And why? Why? They're upset with me because I didn't talk about, you know, one writer said that I didn't cover the fact that she misappropriated funds. Are you kidding me? Well, what did they think Mother Teresa did? Sneak out at 2 o'clock in the morning and take a ride in her Mercedes around the slums? I mean, Mother Teresa, she didn't misappropriate funds. She would accept money from whoever, and then she would always give it to the poor. So, anyway, there's my rant about...
Well, I can see why that's very frustrating. Wow, it's really interesting how you came up with the idea. Can you talk a little bit about your process? So you went and researched, and then you started writing. What was your first draft? What happens after that? How do you, you know, how did you get to the point where you said, I need to make this shorter, I need to use the letters as a way into the story? Is that just come through outlining, or do you talk to your wife about it? Or how, you know, can you describe your process of getting to the draft that you finally filmed?
Well, there. First of all, I'm just your basic guy who rolls his sleeves up and goes to work in the morning. And I don't believe in divine intervention or any of that. You get the job done by getting off your butt and doing it. And I'm surrounded by people through this process who all believe that I was assigned by God to do this movie, and on and on and on. And, you know, I just said, that's all nonsense. Somewhere along the line, while I was writing the script, I realized I was writing something exceptional and that I was in over my head, that I very possibly might have been being guided. I'm not one of those people who says, oh, God took me by the hand. No, none of that. I'm a guy who just goes to work, and I gut it out until I get it done. But for the first time in my life, by the end of the process, I realized that I had written something that was exceptional. I knew it. My wife knew it. Everybody who read it knew it. And it came from a lot of hard work and maybe just a tad of divine intervention. I don't know. But there was a responsibility attached to this, to get it right. And I knew I got it right. And I just simply researched. Phil Lewis, the bureau chief at the CBS Bureau in London, when I got there as a young journalist, told me, research, 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 and then sit down. And when everything is in your head, sit down and write freely. And that's what I did in this case. I researched. I read many, many books, many periodicals, many saw many documentaries, interviews with the real Mother Teresa, news clips, and so forth. And I just kept going until one morning I woke up and said, I'm ready to write. So then I sat down and I wrote the first draft, which was a cradle-to-grave biopic. And then I heard about the letters. And so when I began to read the letters, I thought, wait a minute. She has formed a diary telling her own story, what she went through. So then I let those, and she wrote those letters to Father Celeste Van Exum. Her spiritual director appointed her by the Archdiocese of Calcutta. When she left the Loreto Convent School and ventured out into Motijil, which was the poorest of the poor slum of Calcutta, for the first time. So these letters reflected her experience. So what I did is I cast the incredible actor who was just recently named the greatest actor alive, Max von Sydow. I cast him as Father Celeste Van Exum, now an elderly man reflecting back on the Mother Teresa that he knew as the recipient of her letters over a 40-year period. And during that 40-year period, he collected four trunkloads of letters. Excuse me. Three or four trunkloads of letters. So she didn't want those letters published. She didn't want those letters made known because she felt that they would make people think that she was more than she was. But if you read the letters, you realize right away that this lady, A, suffered, and B, she was definitely a saint. So what I did is I let her letters, through the narrative of in present day, Father Van Exum, through the incredible performance of this wonderful, wonderful, this brilliant actor, Max von Sydow. God, it was a pleasure working with him. Directing him was every director's dream, and he nails it every time. And he tells, you know, what she went through, and then we reflect back in time, 40 years earlier, when Mother Teresa was first venturing out into the slum, and she's played by Juliet Stevenson, who a lot of people remember as Keira Knightley's mother in End It Like Beckham. She's a fabulous British actress, and she became Mother Teresa. Just became Mother Teresa. I mean, trust me, she's going to get a Golden Globe or an Oscar nomination or both, and she's being positioned for that right now. So all of this came together over a period of time where it was just sort of evolution, and I found out that these actors wanted to play these roles, and I was very blessed, for lack of a better word, to have gotten so lucky as to have this brilliant cast come forward, and everything just fell into place, and I had one of those rare experiences where I wrote a script that resonates with audiences, made a movie that's resonating with audiences. People are rising to their feet. It's only been entered in two film festivals, and we won Best Picture and Audience Choice Award at one, and Best Director and Best Actress at the other, and that's only two. It's gone way further than I dreamed when I first began the project.
Well, I'm surprised too. I don't know why this is surprising to me, but when we talk and you say that many people thought it was divine intervention that you did this project, I hadn't thought about that when I was reading about it. I think that's kind of surprising. Was that people from the church, or is that other filmmakers who thought, wow, this was really just something that came out of you that must be from this place of God? I'm just curious who is making those connections.
My wife. My wife thinks I walk on water anyway.
Aw, she's so nice.
And so my wife thought I was the one who should make this movie. My wife said, you're being wet. My wife said, you're a conduit. My wife said that you have nothing to do with this. God is making this movie through you. And a lot of people joined that mantra along the way, saying, what's going on here? Look, Billy Bob Thornton, when he made Sling Blade, never made another film after that. But he just hired out as an actor. Because Billy Bob will tell you that experience would never happen again. And that's the same with me. I mean, I don't know if I'll make another movie after this. This might be my swan song. This was a terribly difficult film to make. And it took a lot out of me. And, you know, I'm not young by any means anymore. So most people my age have been retired for many years. So for me to have even taken on a project of this magnitude was something that I didn't do for ego reasons. I didn't do it for money. I'm comfortable financially. I did it strictly because I felt I needed to give back, and I knew I had the ability, the connections, the capability of bringing Mother Teresa back to life. And I thought, you know, what's going on in the world after 9/11? And now Paris a couple of weeks ago. Are you serious? We need a movie like this. We need Mother Teresa to be brought back to life so that generations since she died in 97, who don't even know who she is, can look, there won't be one person who leaves the theater who won't be a better human being because of her example. I am. I'm a much better human being because of her example. I'm much more selfless than I was before. She was selfless. So,
right.
Look, I'm getting... It's embarrassing the praise I'm getting for this movie. I mean, when I walk up to take questions from an audience afterwards, people mob me like I'm a beetle. And that might have gone to my head when I was 30 or 40 or 50 years old even. But not anymore. I realized that I was in the privileged position of being maybe chosen to do this movie. It sort of feels like it. Because it's a way better film than I think I was capable of as a filmmaker. I've always thought of myself as a very competent filmmaker, but this film's winning awards and is getting standing ovations. People come up to me in the lobby after screenings crying. And my wife and I looked at each other like, what's going on here? So there could have been divine intervention. I don't know. It's definitely... an interesting experience right now. We're going to look. Watch the Tonight Show tonight. One of the trailers on the film's going to be on the Tonight Show.
Oh, it's great!
Okay, drive down Sunset Strip. There's a big billboard on Sunset Strip that says the letters. I mean, you know, this film's getting a lot more attention than I thought it would have when I first began the project. So, what can I be? I can't be anything but grateful for it.
I hope you do make another film, and then we could talk about that. If you do, I bet you'll get back to it. I just have a feeling you're so passionate.
You know, my wife said, "Please retire now." She's the one who said, "Don't retire until you make a movie about Mother Teresa." Please, you know, make a movie about Mother Teresa, because my wife felt that I was the person to do it, and I said, "Yeah. I'm another filmmaker. I've been doing this for 40 years." But you know what? I'm convinced at this point that I don't know, Jenna. You know, I feel like maybe I was chosen to make this movie. I don't know, but
it's pretty cool.
I certainly. Pardon me?
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's awesome.
And so, you know, thank you, God, because you know, thank you, and it was my privilege and my. It's like my mother died a couple of years ago at 101 and a half, and my little brother, who was in his 60s. He stopped working and everything and went home and took care of Mom until she died, because we didn't want to see her go to an old folks home. So he literally sacrificed for like 10 years, the last 10 years of her life, so that Mom wouldn't have to go to an old folks home, because she was the most incredible mom in the world. And, you know, my brothers and my sister and I adored our mother, and he was the one who was single, and so he took care of her. And at the funeral, they asked me to give a eulogy, and I said, you know, thank you, Alan, for doing what you did. And he said, it was a privilege. And you know what? That's the way I feel. People say, wow, Bill, you made this movie that's winning awards. And I say, you know what? Mother Teresa. And so it was a privilege. That's
so nice. So nice. Well, thank you so much. And congratulations. And I can't wait to hear what more people say about it.
Starting to get a lot of attention, and I just hope lots of people go see the movie. It opens this Friday wide throughout the U.S., and I just hope that it resonates. I know it's resonating with audiences. I've seen it everywhere, but I hope people go you know, see it in droves, because the more people who see it, I think it'll be a better world, and that's what I made the movie for. I want people. There won't be one man, woman, or child who leaves the theater who won't be affected by and a better human being by her example. Trust me. Wait till you see the movie.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, and take care. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
Bye.